Parakhat Mishnah Aleph introduces us or discusses the four different types of kilayim mentioned in the Torah, which are, of course, kilayim of the vineyard, kilayim of plants, kilayim of clothes, and kilayim of animals. So our Mishnah starts, Mishnah Aleph in Parakhat starts by letting us know, kilea kerem, asurin lizroa, in the kayem, ba'asurin bahana'a. So kilayim of the vineyard, it is forbidden to plant, it is forbidden to maintain, and it is forbidden to use. So again, there is a prohibition to plant kilayim in the vineyard. There is a prohibition, as we saw, to maintain kilayim in the vineyard, even if you did not intentionally plant them together. And it is usur to use kilayim in the vineyard, which is to say that once it has grown, you have to uproot it and destroy it utterly. Our Mishnah now talks about kilayim of plants. Kilei zra'im, asurin lizroa, l'kayem, mutarin ba'achila b'kol shekein b'hana. So kilayim of plants, it is forbidden to plant and to maintain, but it is permitted for eating and certainly for use. So we're told that it is usur to plant kilayim of plants together, and it is usur to maintain the kilayim once they've been growing together, but it is mutter to eat, and it is also mutter to use. There's a bit of a machlokes about the idea of maintaining kilayim of plants. Rabbi Akiva considers a iser d'oraisa, whereas many mafarshim, including the Rambam, seem to hold that there's only an iser d'rabbanan of maintaining kilayim. However, either way, should it have been done intentionally or unintentionally, it is not usur to get hana from these plants that have been planted together. Our mission then goes on to discuss kilayim of clothing. So, kilei begadim mutarim b'kol devar, be'inan osrin ela milubosh. So, kilayim of clothing is permitted in every way, shape, or form, and it is only usur for wearing. So, you can make clothing, and you can keep clothing that are made, you know, that are kilayim. You can get hana from the clothing by selling them, but you're not allowed to wear them. And indeed, in that case, according to most mefarshim, it's only specifically kilayim. You know, a garment containing kilayim is forbidden only if it is being used to warm your body in a manner similar to clothing. So again, the idea of sitting, you could make a tent out of a kilayim fabric, and that would not, and there'd be no iser there, as long as you are not wearing it. And our Mishnah concludes with kilayim behema, kilayim of animals. So kilayim behema mutarim lagadel lekayem ve'inam osrim ela milharbia. So kilayim of animals is permitted to raise and maintain, and only mating is forbidden. Kilei behema asrim zebaze, and animals of kilayim are forbidden one with another. So our Mishnah, if we want to take a mule, for example, which is a hybrid between a horse and a donkey. So in a situation like that, assuming you had nothing to do with the horse and the donkey mating, then you can keep the mule, you can use a mule, you can feed the mule, etc., etc. You just simply can't mate a donkey and a horse. And as well, our Mishnah comes to let us know that even if you have a mule, you're not allowed to mate it with another mule. So clearly you can't mate a horse and a donkey together, but if they did so of their own volition, then you are allowed to, you know, keep the mule and sell the mule, etc., etc. But even, and in addition, the mission comes to tell us that by killing by animals, if you have two types of mule, one from like a male horse and a female donkey, or a male donkey and a female horse, either way, you cannot mate one mule with the other mule. Mishnah Bet is going to continue the discussion of kilayim of behema. And we'll specifically examine the idea of, you know, working them in teams together. So Mishnah Bet, behema im behema, v'chaya im chaya, behema im chaya, v'chaya im behema, temea im temea, v'tohora im tohora, temea im tohora, tohora im temea, asurin l'charosh, v'limshoch, v'hanhig. So a domestic animal with a domestic animal, a wild animal with a wild animal, a domestic animal with a wild animal with a domestic animal, a non-kosher animal with a non-kosher animal, a kosher animal with a kosher animal, a non-kosher animal with a kosher animal, kosher animal with a non-kosher animal. These teams are forbidden for plowing, for pulling, and for leading. So it's forbidden to couple a male domestic animal of one kind with a female one of another kind, and likewise it is forbidden to couple a male wild animal of one kind with a female wild animal of a different kind. Similarly, it is prohibited to couple a male domestic animal of one kind with a female wild animal of another kind, etc., etc. Doesn't matter whether we're talking about a wild animal and a domesticated animal, a kosher animal and a non-kosher animal. Irrelevant of all these situations, you can't team them up for plowing, pulling, or for leading. So it doesn't matter whether you have them plowing the field, whether you have them pulling a wagon, or whether you're pulling them, with a load on their back or whatever it is. In any of these situations, you can't have these different types of animals together.